Time for an intuitive business feature with Plus 94 Research here on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM, where entrepreneurs stand a chance to win 1,000 rand. So please do listen and participate. Tonight we focus on popular trends in the entrepreneurial space. As usual, Plus 94 Research CEO Sifiso Falala joins us in studio. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Talk us through some of the most popular businesses in South Africa. At the top of my head, I can think of the catering business. Everybody's doing that, and everybody is tailor-making suits and clothing. Talk to us about that we see as popular trends here.
Yes, thank you very much. I've actually had a chat this morning with the National Empowerment Fund and asked them what are some of the most popular businesses in which start-up business people want to play in. And they highlighted, importantly, the franchising side of things. That is very important to them because there's a business model that is already functional, that works, that they're willing to support. But also, apart from that, they're also quite heavily involved with providing funding for guys that want to buy, for instance, BEE equity shares, mm-hmm. shareholding. Aside from that, if you look at, in general, what DFIs, development finance institutions, tend to be involved with, it's a lot of agriculture, construction, manufacturing, and of course catering. So these are the major sectors that tend to find a lot of popularity amongst people that intend to get into business. And not all of them are equally successful.
All right.
A lot of them do experience a high failure rate for some of the reasons that we've given mm-hmm. in past programs.
Many in the space take issue or complain about the lack of funding, that they do knock on doors, but those doors are seemingly not open. What is it that SMEs need to be doing in terms of luring investors and making sure that their paperwork and their business is sold on paper for an investor to be enticed?
Yeah, first of all, they need to know how to complete application forms and to complete those application forms in a way that is required by whoever they're applying for funding from. And if there's need, for instance, for collateral, which they often do not have, mm-hmm. that will automatically be a stumbling block. But it's critical for them in that application to demonstrate the product, the value of the product, and also the business model. Mm-hmm. I mentioned earlier that one of the most well-funded items tends to be the franchising side because the business model is already known to work.
Yeah.
Another aspect that needs to be included in the business plan, at times funding would be rejected because there isn't a clear business plan, is the whole issue of the market. How big is your market? Where is it? And the marketing. Mm. So the market, identifying your market and how you're going to market it. These are critical considerations for the guys that do provide funding. So anyone that has a business idea and wants to seek funding for it will realize that they need to convince the funders that they have a market, they also have the expertise and the experience. It's not good enough saying that I have a market, but I don't have the expertise or the experience to serve that market. So all these are critical considerations.
How important is research then when it comes to ensuring that market placement is ticked, that marketing is ticked, pricing is ticked, you've checked out your competitors? How vital is that to ensure that one's business does not falter?
Yes, it's very important to do some research, mm-hmm. even if you are doing desktop research. You might
yes.
do qualitative research in the form of in-depth interviews or focus group discussions, observation research. But it's critically important that you understand the competitiveness of the industry. And what we have found with many startups that do fail is they exaggerate their chances of succeeding.
Mm.
They are very optimistic at the beginning and they think that there's so much money there and they overlook some of the simple things that they would tend to fail in. For example, there could be a logistical consideration around delivering product to wholesalers, to retailers.
Yeah.
And they might have a product. It could be a fridge, for instance, if they are in the hospitality industry, if they don't have cooling facilities. And by virtue of that factor, an entire business idea that was promising could fail.
Having engaged with funding organizations, what is lacking in the current SME space in South Africa where preparation, precision, delivery is concerned?
Yes, I think they tend to find that the things that they are looking for tend to be short. In other words, their requirements are not met mm-hmm. by the applicants, guys that want to get funding. If they happen to have adequate information about their business model, you may find, for instance, that the entrepreneur that wants to run this business does not have time to run it.
Mm.
Maybe they are involved in another business. Maybe they are involved in a few other businesses and they will not be able to dedicate the required amount of time into that business. But aside from that, there is also a lack of funds. Funds are not unlimited to fund all business ideas.
Mm.
And you will know, you would have seen, for instance, as regards the National Empowerment Fund, that they lost, for instance, millions and millions of rands, and that their losses doubled
right.
over a period of a year. This is due to the fact that some of the investees or people that have been invested in did not succeed, or if they succeeded, they're not paying that money back.
Yeah.
So the whole funding side of business is critically important for the new entrants into the market to succeed.
There's an issue around late payments for small businesses.
Yes.
And most times it's linked to government departments where they promise a 30-day payment period, but it does not come through. And you find small businesses complaining about this and struggling to even pay for operational costs. How would you advise a small business to cater for this little hurdle in running their business to ensure that if one department hasn't paid for 30 days, then it doesn't automatically mean that you can't run your business?
It's difficult to plan for that
mm.
Because when you are small, in the first 18 months of your operation, you need cash flow.
All right.
And there's no substitute for cash flow. And the problem is not just with your customers that won't pay you, but also with your funders paying late. In business, one of the important factors that will determine your success is timing.
Mm-hmm.
Timing is everything in business. If you enter a market, some markets, if you enter them a month late, it might be a month too late. In other words, had you entered, say, in May 2010, before the kickoff of the World Cup, you might have been successful. But in July 2010, after the final whistle had been blown on the final match, then you might not succeed. So the whole issue of red tape, bureaucracy, by suppliers, by funders themselves, is a huge factor that does not help small businesses to succeed. And that issue is bigger than the small businesses themselves. The only thing that they can do, which they should do, is to try and contain the level of operation and contain the level of costs
mm.
so that those costs are manageable, bearing in mind the likelihood that there will be cash flow problems.
As a parting shot, is there anything such as a winning formula in the SME space?
I think that there is. It's difficult to say that there isn't. There would be for those that succeed. I think the winning formula would have to be a combination of a number of factors. If we take, say, for instance, product, service, price, business model, market, marketing, expertise, experience, management and control, then if you at least get it right in three of the five or six
mm-hmm.
areas, you're more likely to succeed than if you got it right in only one.
Yeah.
So I would say the fact that you have a product, a service at the right price does not mean you will succeed. You also need a business model. You also need to have a market and marketing. You need expertise and experience. Now, if you then get a reasonable number of those factors right,
mm-hmm.
you are well on your way to finding the formula for success.
Great advice. Thank you so much for your time once again. Plus 94 Research CEO Sifiso Falala in our intuitive business feature here on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM, where entrepreneurs stand a chance to win 1,000 rand. So do listen every week on a Thursday and participate. Intuitive Business was proudly brought to you by Plus 94 Research. In today's fast-paced business world, you can never be 100% sure of decisions affecting your bottom line. Making the wrong choices can cost your business dearly and derail promising ideas. To reduce uncertainty in your decision-making, connect with Plus 94 Research.